When George Bush became president in 1989, the country had been led most recently by a peanut farmer and an actor. Bush was something completely different, an honest-to-goodness member of the traditional ruling class. Educated at Andover and Yale, he was the sort of politician that voters trust because he seems too rich to steal. But there was more to Bush than his seersucker suits. A legitimate war hero, he'd won a medal in the Pacific for his exploits as a Navy pilot, and during 1988, he showed he could be a fierce, even nasty, campaigner as well. In his race against Massachusetts Governor Michael Dukakis, Bush ran countless attack ads denouncing Dukakis' membership in the American Civil Liberties Union and his support for a prisoner furlough program that had once released a rapist named Willie Horton. In other ads, Bush wrapped himself in the flag and promised conservative voters, "Read my lips, no new taxes." To the president's credit, when he later realized that the country could no longer afford Reagan-era budget deficits, he made a deal with the Democrats in Congress to raise taxes in exchange for deeper spending cuts. His worthy goal was to move the country back toward a balanced budget. But Reagan conservatives, who'd never trusted Bush, were outraged. They attacked his leadership and maligned his lack of core political values. The vision thing, Bush called it, and it soon obscured his obvious diplomatic successes, including his skillful handling of communism's demise and the Persian Gulf War. Things got so bad, in fact, that House Minority Whip Newt Gingrich decided Republicans would be better off without Bush, even if that meant abandoning the White House for a term. A conspicuous reminder of Bush's failure to connect with ordinary people came late in his administration, when television crews followed him to a mall for some holiday shopping. The point was to show voters what a regular guy he was. But what the networks covered was Bush's obvious lack of familiarity with the rituals of everyday life. Specifically, he'd never seen a barcode scanner before. As a congressman, ambassador, and government executive, George Bush spent most of his adult life serving the American people, yet never did he really seem one of them.